What is up? You're listening to the Vital Life Podcast. I am your host, Luke Longo. And we got something special for this episode. We're going to be telling stories. I got a story to tell that really, I think, will shake a lot of people out of their problems, their habits, their anxieties, all of these things. And I'm going to drop you in. I'm going to start telling stories. This is something that I've wanted to do for a while, is really tell stories and create the morals and the lessons inside of you. So I don't have to tell you something I created inside of you. So if you like this kind of episode where it's a story and you get to take in deeper the hidden meanings, let me know. Follow me on Instagram at The Vital Life. I'm putting out some great artwork. That's what I want to call it. Go ahead and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave me a message. Let me know how you feel about this stuff. I want to hear from you guys because you guys are the ones listening right now. When we going up, we going up, all right? So, they're excited for this episode. You're excited for this story. Let's hop into it. I call this one The River of Life, right? So often do we catch ourselves in the river of life. So let's paint this picture. There, we got a boy walking up, leaving his tribe, leaving his family, leaving his community. He goes and he climbs up the mountain. He starts just walking and exploring. He gets lost in the mountain. He goes up, up, and up. He continues walking inside the nice dense forest, the leaves crushing underneath his feet and the sound of water rushing down to his right. He's up high in the mountains and it's getting later. He's starting to get worried. He's starting to be scared about what's going to happen, if he's going to even make it down. He starts to freak out. He starts to realize what he's done, and he realizes he's lost and he hasn't kept track. And no one was looking for him. He doesn't know if anyone's going to come and find him. So with that in mind, the boy starts to doubt himself and starts to fear his choice of going up the mountain. He starts to fear the future that holds for him. But with that, he decides to look to his right and he sees a river, a rushing river that's roaring down fast and crazy and chaotic and rushing over and over rocks, and the whites are splashing everywhere. And he goes to the river and he just looks at it and he realizes he's thirsty. And he goes down to take a sip from the water, but his arms can't reach because he's so short. So he gets on his knees and he kind of puts his head over the rock and he goes and tries to get a little sip of the water. He's so thirsty. And the boy stumbles and he falls into the river. The boy is swept away, swept off his feet. He's thrashed around. He's panicking. He's freaking out. He's trying to take control of something he doesn't have control over. He's throwing, he's flailing his arms. He's contorting and he's getting thrown by the water and thrown all about, and the river's rushing over him. He's holding his breath. He doesn't know how much longer he can hold his breath for. And he's wondering himself, why? Like, what happened? Why is this happening to me? Why did I have to slip? Why did I have to go and stumble down the thing and stumble off the rocks? And he's thinking all these things as he's getting thrashed by the water roaring over him. And he's going downstream and he's panicking and freaking. He's wasting his own breath and all this expended effort resulting in nothing. The boy has succumbed to the river, the rushing river, the river of life. The boy has lost his self. He's trying to take control that he no longer has control over. He has no idea what the future holds for him, and yet he's in the river. He's getting thrashed, and he finally decides it's out of his control. There's nothing he can do anymore. The river is much more powerful than him. It's greater than him. It has swallowed him up. But with his letting go and stopping the thrash and starting to float down the river, he reaches a calmer point in the river. The water slows down. The rapids are no longer there. There's no more white crests of the water. Sounds of streams and noise of is that a family? Noise of children playing And he wakes up to realize that the river took him where he was supposed to be. The river took him to where his community was, down the mountain. The river brought him home. What he thought was his end was his saving grace. With the boy realizing the power, yet graciousness of the river, he understood that sometimes the unexpected may throw you for a loop. It may take you and thrash you about. But if you let what's happening work itself out, if you let and you let go of control and you let go of the need to stay afloat and you start to go with the river and you start to become the river, you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. This story serves as a metaphor. The story serves as something you can look to, something that can put the picture, paint the picture in your head. The river of life is not, when we fall into the river of life, when we fall into the river, into the roaring rapids, we panic. We drop everything we're doing and we start to thrash. We wail our hands back and forth trying to get some water as the river tumbles over us, and we're getting pushed down to the bottom where we can no longer breathe, and we're holding our breath, and we're expending all of our effort, and we're wasting away our energy and our effort. This is what we are all doing. When we don't let go, when we try to hold on, this is what happens. All you do is you waste your energy. When you don't let go of your past and embrace the future and embrace the now, embrace the present, you're going to end up in the river of life, thrashing your hands, wasting your energy, exhausted. But when you let go and you analyze your surroundings and you let whatever's happening happen, because it's out of your control, you let everything that is, understand what is actually in your control and what is no longer in your control. The river is no longer. You're in the river. You are no longer in control. But what you can do is steer yourself. You can do is float. Those are the things that are in your control. You can steer yourself down the river. You can float down the river and manage to catch a shore, or catch a rock. Or you can wait. And hopefully there's something at the bottom of the river that's calm and there's not a waterfall. You don't want there to be a waterfall. You can hear the waterfall from a while away. So don't mess around. There could be a waterfall at the end. But you can steer yourself down the river. You can steer yourself and you can catch a shore and you can get out of the river. And you can really thank the gracious river for taking you down. And understanding, this is a story to understand the reality of life. We don't have control over so many things. We think we do. We have very little control. We are almost insignificant. We come and we go. But we can make big things happen. We can make big changes, or we can do nothing. So this is understanding the importance of letting go. Just let go of some of the things that you don't have control over. Don't let these things eat at you. Don't waste your energy on them. You will have so much more energy if you don't waste your energy on what you don't have control on. You don't know where you're going to end up. Neither do I. So I'm just sitting in the river and I'm just using my hands to steer. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to predict the future. I am steering myself towards the ends of the river. What that looks like is different for all of us. I understand that there are many, many different things that can happen, many different ways to go down the river, many different streams and outlets and branch points. So I'm just steering down the river. Sometimes there's going to be rocks. Sometimes there's going to be rapids. But all you can do is steer and understand and look ahead and have the clear-headed, level-headed foresight. That's what you want. You want to be level-headed making these decisions. I really liked the idea of a river of life. Some people can do other things. And the reality of we're all the boy that fell in at the very beginning. We're the boy that fell in the river. And are we going to go our whole lives thrashing about in fear and panic and anxiety, holding on to control that we don't have and not getting not taking control of the things we do have? There's two sides of the coin. You have to let go of what you don't have control over, but make changes that are going to set you up for the future. Take control of what you can. Take control of your effort, expenditure. Take control of your steering. Set yourself up for the right future that you want. Are you setting yourself up for opportunities? Are you giving yourself luck? Luck is something that's created out of practice and preparation. if you don't have the preparation and practice, you cannot take the lucky opportunities, the lucky break. You can't take your lucky break because you don't have the foundation for that lucky break. So you can't be lucky. You can't run into the person that's going to take you all the way up if you're not ready to go up. That's what luck is. Steer yourself on this river. Don't panic. Don't thrash. Don't waste your energy. Save your energy for steering. That's the take home for this thing. What this means is in life, put practices into your daily routines that will set you up for the future. If you want to be a great marketing person and great at sales, understand, go develop your personal skills. If you want to be a great singer, set yourself up for having not only a great voice, but a great personality. If you want to have these things, there are different things. There are different pieces to whatever goals you want. I don't know what goals you want, but analyze the people at the top and look at them. Break them down. What do they have that got them there? And what do they not have that they should have? It's up to you. And this story is something different. The story is something different. And if you liked this and if you want more stories with underlying meanings, then I like that. I like this kind of stuff. I got to get better at telling stories. Don't we all? I got to keep the voice nice and crispy in the story. But if you like this and you're excited for more, and if you haven't, click subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. What are you doing? What are you doing? Just click subscribe. It takes nothing. It takes nothing. And make sure those notifications are on. If you're not subscribed to Instagram, then you're kind of hurting my feelings just a little bit. We're trying to grow the company as well as the podcast. We're trying to do the things and we're trying to bring this to other people. If you're not sharing this, and you don't have to share this, this could be private. But if you think someone would enjoy this and you think that this is a great thing for someone to hear and you know someone that should hear it, please just send this to them, share it with them, or this might be of use to you, this might be of service to you. And this is, or you're like, oh, listen to this kid. This kid's crazy. Hey, look at him. This kid's crazy. Like, you hear this boy? What are you talking about? Thinks he knows what he's talking about. If any of these things are going through your head, I really appreciate that. Let me know how you like this episode. Email me, luke@thevitallife.com. Message me on Instagram. This is a very long outro, but like always, go live that vital life. Thank you.